弟兄姐妹们好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
刚才诗歌里面讲到的这个复活，它跟复兴其实跟死里复活是一个字根。
The word that was just sung in the hymn to revive our hearts, revive, the root of that word is the same as the resurrection.
死亡很快会来到，经常。
Death often comes very quickly.
像我女儿前一段，有些弟兄姐妹知道，她开车从家里出去只有两分钟。他们整个车会翻过来。
Just as some brothers and sisters know what happened to my daughter about 2 months ago, she just left home about 2 minutes away and the car completely overturned.
而且我的小儿子也在车里。
And my youngest son, he was also in the car.
但是他们是感谢神，神保守他们。
But thank the Lord protected them.
但我就记得一件事情，死亡可以很快来到。
And so it caused me to remember that death can come very quickly.
你在家里一个失望灰心。
And at home, you may despair, you may be disappointed.
你发一个脾气。
You may throw out your temper.
而且你或者在工作里面有一个怨言。
Or perhaps you might complain at work.
在教会里面你看到你不喜悦的事情。
And at church, you see something that you don't like.
都把死亡带到我们里面。
It can all bring death to us.
完全没有预兆，死亡就可以进来。
Without even realizing, all of a sudden, death may come.
这个国家现在也落到这样的光景。
This is the condition that our country is in right now.
这个世代也在这个光景。
And it's the same for this age.
但是复活也很快来到。
However, resurrection can come quickly.
有的时候你听到一个弟兄姐妹一个祷告。
Perhaps you might hear a prayer of a brother or sister.
或者听到圣经里面一句话。
Or hear a phrase from scripture.
你就可以活过来。
And then you will come back to life.
所以我们先来读几处的圣经。
So shall we read some passages of scripture?
我们先读一处圣经，在《使徒行传》的第一章第八节。
Shall we first turn to a passage in Acts chapter 1 verse 8?
使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts 1 verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth.
然后我们再来读约翰福音的二十一章第一节。
And shall we turn to Gospel according to John chapter 21 verse 1?
约翰福音二十一章第一节。
John 21:1
这些事以后，耶稣在提比里亚海边又向门徒显现，他怎样显现，记在下面。
After these things, Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and he manifested himself in this way.
然后第十四节。
And then verse 14.
二十一章第十四节。
Chapter 21:14.
耶稣从死里复活以后向门徒显现，这是第三次。
This is now the third time that Jesus was manifested to the disciples after he was raised from the dead.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
为这些事做见证并且记载这些事的就是这门徒。我们也知道他的见证是真的。
This is a disciple who is testifying to these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true.
还有一处是在提摩太后书第四章第八节。
And then the next passage is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8.
提摩太后书四章第八节。
2 Timothy 4, 8.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
还有一处的章节。
There's another passage.
这一处是在出埃及记的十九章第六节。
And it is in Exodus chapter 19, verse 6.
这是我们要读的最后一处章节。
And this is the last passage that we will read.
出埃及记的十九章第六节。
Exodus 19 verse 6.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel.
好，让我们有一个祷告。
Shall we pray?
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为在那里，在你那里有满足的喜乐。
Because there with you there is fullness of joy.
而且你知道我们的光景。
And you know our condition.
我们今天是到我们所喜爱的神面前。
And today we come to the God whom we love.
虽然我们啊在你面前软弱。
Even though we are weak before you.
你甚至向我们发怒。
And yet, even in your wrath,
但你的怒中也都有你的怜悯。
In your wrath, you still show us grace and mercy.
所以我们求您今天早上不要向我们掩面。
And so, Lord, we pray that today you do not appear to us.
你真的是复兴你自己的工作。
But do revive your own work.
主啊，我们愿意，主啊，你在这个年间复兴你的工作。
Lord, we do pray that in these days that you would revive your work.
在下面这一个小时来复兴你自己的工作。
In this following hour, please revive your own work.
我们愿意见耶稣。
And we are willing to see Jesus.
因为神的儿子显出来要除掉魔鬼撒旦一切的作为。
Because at the appearance of the Son of God, you will do away with all the works of the evil one.
感谢祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.今天啊，我跟张康弟兄来交通。
Today I will be sharing together with Brother Zhang Kang.
啊，我的负担是用约翰福音第二十一章来讲一个题目，就是主的显现来装备门徒成为他的见证。
And today my burden I will be sharing from John chapter 21, and that is at the Lord's appearing, He is preparing His disciples to be His witness.
啊，我们刚才已经读了约翰福音的二十一章，其中一些章节。
We just read several verses from John 21.
在约翰福音二十一章是讲主耶稣在加利利的海边，也就是提比里亚的海边，向门徒的第三次显现。
And here we know that the Lord Jesus is appearing to the disciples at the Sea of Galilee, which is also the Sea of Tiberias, the third time.
我想分两部分来交通。
And I want to share upon it in two sections.
先来看看二十一章它的背景和它的意义。
First, we want to look at the background and meaning of chapter 21.
然后我们来看看它里面主显现的内容。
And then we'll take a look at the content of his appearing.
讲到背景的话，我们先看作者。
In regards to the background, let's first look at the author.
作者是使徒约翰。
The author is the Apostle John.
约翰是一个捕网的使徒。
John, he is an apostle who mended nets.
当主耶稣呼召了打鱼的使徒彼得之后。
After the Lord Jesus called Peter, who was a fisherman.
那圣经里面讲到主耶稣继续往前走。
The Bible records that the Lord Jesus continued on.
然后看到约翰跟他的兄弟雅各在那捕网。
And so out there was John and his brother James. They were mending nets.
然后他就呼召他们。
And then the Lord called them.
这个时候主可以有打鱼的，也有捕网的。
And so here the Lord had a fisherman and he had those who mended nets.
所以你看约翰他所写的书信。
And so we see the letter that John wrote.
总是有捕网的功能在里面。
He had the ministry of mending nets in it.
约翰福音应该是最晚完成的一本福音书。
We know that the Gospel of John was the last recorded gospel.
他没有记载其他三个福音书里面记载的一些神迹奇事。
And he did not record some of the miracles that some of the other gospels recorded.
因为那已经被记载了。
Because they had already been written.
所以他特别记载一些特别的事情。
And so he specially wrote some particular events.
而且在整本圣经的结束是启示录。
And at the very last book, which is Revelation.
那是捕网的一本书。
That is also a book about mending nets.
把荣耀的神离开我们之后，他在天上的一些事情跟我们讲清楚。
After the Lord had ascended, he spoke more clearly about some of the things that the Lord has done.
所以我们现在来看二十一章。
So now let's look at chapter 21.
在二十一章之前，我先给大家来读这个约翰福音前面的一章，是二十章的三十一节。
And before that, let's read. I'm going to read John 20, verse 31, the verse previous.
那个是二十章的最后一节。
And this is the last verse of chapter 20.
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name.
所以我们读了这个章节之后，觉得这本书都可以结束了。
After we read this verse, we feel that the entire book can conclude.
这是一个总结了。
Because this is a summary.
为什么又多了一章出来
？Why is there an additional chapter?
如果你读的话，你会觉得这一章好像有点多余。
If you read this chapter, it feels like it's extraneous.
其实这一章是捕网的约翰福音里面捕网的一章。
However, this chapter in the Gospel of John is about mending nets.
因为在今天许多基督徒缺了这一章。
Because among many Christians, this chapter is missing.
很多人认为信耶稣得生命，全部了。
Many Christians feel that once we have Jesus and we have life, that's That's all.
这只是表面。
However, that's only the surface.
得生命的内容是什么？
What is the content of receiving life?
所以一定要有二十一章。
And so we must have chapter 21.
那不然我们还在属灵上有什么追求呢？
Otherwise, what spiritual pursuit do we need to have?
神已经赐给我们一切了。
The Lord has given us all.
我不需要再有任何的往前。
I don't need to pursue further.
很多基督徒停在二十章。
And so many Christians stop at chapter 20.
不再往前。
They do not move forward.
但是还有一些基督徒
But then there are other Christians,
他们越过二十一章
They skip over chapter 21
已经接受了神的全能接受了一个大使命
They have already received the great commission of the Lord
在马太福音二十八章
In Matthew chapter 28
在二十十八到二十节里面的讲的很多的内容
In 18 through verse 20 it has much content
那里说你们要去使万民做我的门徒
It says there to go therefore make disciples of all the nations
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
and that you are to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守
and all that you, I have commanded you, you are to teach them to observe it.
所以很多人他们已经从耶路撒冷出发到各地去宣教
and so many people have set out from Jerusalem and have gone out on mission trips.
但是他们越过了其中的一个等候
However, they have skipped over the waiting upon him.
因为在主耶稣复活之后主耶稣复活之后给了门徒一个命令说你们先到加利利去等候我我要在那里见到你们
Because the Lord has commanded the disciples that after he has resurrected he wanted the disciples to go and wait in Galilee
所以在他们等候的时候发生了二十一章里面的故事
And so while they were waiting the story in chapter 21 occurs
我们经常知道在耶路撒冷等候从上面赐的圣灵得着能力
We know that they waited in Jerusalem for the power that came from above
但是我们却越过了主最重要的一件事情，他真正的托付。
However, we have overlooked what he, the true entrustment that he wants to give to us.
今天很多人在这上面来劳碌，他们去。
And so many people are toiling. They have gone forward.
今天我们讲了这些背景之后。
So now today, after I've given this background,
希望我们不像当时的门徒。
We hope that we won't be like the disciples during that time.
因为他们已经在加利利等候了。
Because they had already waited in Galilee.
而且他们已经看到过复活的主。
And they have already seen the resurrected Lord.
而且他们由不信恢复到信，像多马。
Except that they had gone to be like Thomas. They went from believing to unbelieving.
在约翰福音讲到他们接受了主的使命。
In John, it says that they have received his great commission.
主对他们说，父怎么样差遣我，我也怎么样差遣你们。
And the Lord Jesus has already said how the Father has sent me, I have sent you as well.
而且主吹一口气。
And the Lord breathed upon them.
说你们受圣灵。
And says, receive the Holy Spirit.
但是这些门徒后来的光景是怎么样
？But what was the condition of the disciples afterward?
他们去打鱼。
They went fishing.
我们很多人知道这个故事。
So many of us, we know the story.
所以我们需要来看这一章的圣经。
So let us look at this chapter.
看看缺在哪里。
To see what was the mistake.
所以这是背景。
This is the background.
我们来看它的意义到底在哪里。
Let's look at the meaning of this.
这一章第一个意义。
The very first meaning of this chapter.
它讲明了神对我们最大的托付，唯一的托付到底是什么
？It speaks of what is the one and only entrustment that God has given to us.
刚才提到有大使命。
We just spoke of the Great Commission.
大使命真正的内容是什么
？What is the true content of the Great Commission?
所以刚才我们读了《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
And so that is why we read Acts 1 verse 8.
当圣灵降在我们身上，信他的人身上。
Once the Holy Spirit has come upon those who believe in Him,
他们要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做什么
？What are people to do once you are in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth?
在那里没有提受洗。
It does not talk about baptism.
没有提教训。
It does not talk about teaching.
但是包含着所有的一切。
However, it encompasses all.
只有一个词一句话。
Only one phrase, one word.
做我的见证。
You shall be my witnesses.
所以神最大的托付是要做他的见证。
So his greatest entrustment to us is that we are to be his witnesses.
如果我们看全本圣经的话
，If you are to look at the entire Bible，
经常我们看一本书，如果作者他有一句话总结的话，那是最精确的。
If you are to look at one phrase of the author, that one phrase ought to be the most clear summary.
所以弟兄姐妹们，有谁记得神如果漠视了这本书，他差遣他的儿子到地上来？主耶稣就是神自己， 他有没有一句话总结整本圣经？
So let me quiz, brothers and sisters. If God were to take away the Bible, what is the one phrase of our Lord Jesus, the Son of God, what is it that he said that summarizes the entire Bible?
约翰福音五章三十九节。
John chapter 5 verse 39.
给我做见证的就是这经。
The words that I say are to testify about me.
只有这一句话。
Only this phrase.
这是一个总结。
This is a summary.
所以在约翰福音二十一章最后的时候。
So at the end of John chapter 21.
当约翰经历了这一切的事情。
After John has experienced all of these things.
他提到我为这些事做见证。
He says that he testifies to these things.
他而且又提到你们也知道我的见证是真的。
And he says again that we know his testimony is true.
所以见证这个词他用到两次来总结。
And so testifying here, he uses it twice to summarize.
今天这是我们一切的中心。
This is the center of all that we do.
不管你是做丈夫。
Whether you are a husband.
做神见证的丈夫。
You are a witness for God as a husband.
你做妻子。
If you are a wife.
做一个为神做见证的妻子。
You are a witness of God for God as a wife.
也许你做父母养育儿女。
Perhaps you are parents with children.
做神的见证。
What you are to testify witness.
把孩子带到神面前来。
You bring the children before God.
也不管你信主年日有多少。
It doesn't matter how long you have believed in the Lord.
不管你在教会有什么的服事。
It doesn't matter what type of service you have in the church.
都在其中。
It's all inclusive.
如果我们还是过自己的生活。
If we're still living our own lives.
我们真的是与主无份无关，也不被纪念。
Then we have no part in him. It's totally irrelevant, and it will not be remembered.
所以这一章还有第二个意义。
And so the second meaning of this chapter.
那什么是见证呢
？Is what is a witness?
简单的讲，就是我们让主在我们身上能够显出来。
Simply put, it is that we allow the Lord to be expressed or manifested from us.
或者人看见我们就看到主自己。
That when people see us, they see the Lord.
这件事靠人是完全不可能的事。
According to man, this is impossible.
我与很多弟兄姐妹在这一段有一些交通。
And I've had much fellowship with many brothers and sisters about.
提到我们自己的情况。
We've talked about our own condition.
也提到我们周围弟兄姐妹的情况。
And the condition of those around us.
我们有很多的失望伤心。
There are many disappointments and failures.
有的连聚会都不愿意来。
And some are unwilling to even come to the meeting.
我们只有祷告。
We can only pray.
而且我们只有一个负担。
And we only have one burden.
让他们能看见主。
That they can see the Lord.
所以主他的显现是对我们一切问题的答案。
And so his appearing is the answer to all our questions.
他怎么预备我们成为他的见证？
How can he prepare us to be his witness?
让我们看见他。
So that we may see him.
所以在约翰福音二十一章第一节那里。
So in John 21 verse 1 it says.
耶稣在提比里亚海边又向门徒显现。
That after these things, Jesus manifested himself again.
不是吗
？Isn't that so?
你上一次被神感动是什么时候
？When was the last time the Lord moved you?
什么时候你说我要全心全意把自己献给神
？When did you say I want to give my all, everything to the Lord?
如果从来没有过的话
，If you never have,
我们需要看到神。
Then you need to see the Lord.
如果上一次已经是五年前的话
，If the last time was 5 years ago,
我们也需要看见神。
We still need to see the Lord.
如果我们真的能够看见神，刚刚看见神，我相信是在饼杯聚会的时候。
I believe if we have just seen the Lord, then it was right at table meeting just previously.
因为在饼杯聚会的时候是神显现。最强的时候。
Because at the table meeting is where his presence is the most strong.
而且这一次的显现是第三次的显现。
And this appearing, it was the third time.
在圣经里面，三这个词有一个意思。
In the Bible, every time it says three or this number three, it has a meaning.
对不起，其实是希伯来的语法。
Or actually, it is the law in Hebrew law. It's Hebrew law.
在希伯语里面没有更或者最这些形容词。
There is no phrase of sin.
就是没有说
or very.
如果用圣洁来讲
，when we speak of holiness,
没有说更圣洁
，there is nothing that is more holy.
或者最圣洁
，or the most holiest.
在希伯来语法里面重复三次呢，就是最高级，就是最完全。
But in Hebrew law, if something is repeated three times, it is the most complete and most perfect.
所以 圣经里面经常说圣哉圣哉圣哉。
And so that is why in the Bible it would repeat holy, holy, holy.
讲到神的爱，他说圣哉圣哉圣哉。
When we speak of God's love, it is holy, holy, holy.
Yeah. 深就是 deep.
Deep.
Yeah.
Repeated three times.
所以这一次的显现是主耶稣完全的显现。
And so this third appearing is the most complete and perfect appearance.
或者说他的预备在这一次把门徒完全的预备整齐。
Or we could say that this preparation of the disciples was the most complete preparation for the disciples.
好，那我们现在来看啊第二部分。
So now let's take a look at the second section.
就是约翰福音二十一章的内容，就是主的显现。
The content of John 21, which is the Lord's appearing.
我想跟大家分享，第一点是主的能力向我们显现。
The first point is that the power of the Lord has appeared to us.
第二部分是主的供应向我们显现。
Secondly, His provisions have appeared to us.
最后还有他的呼召。
And lastly, we have His calling.
如果我们有时间，我们看到他显现结果是什么。
And so if we have time, we'll talk about the results of His appearance.
还有他显现的应许在哪里。
And what is the promise of His appearance?
好，那我们现在先来看我们一节一节来看。
So now let's take a look verse by verse.
希望大家把圣经合上。
I hope that everybody you can close up your Bible.
可能以前没有人这样做过。
Perhaps nobody's ever told you that before.
因为我想在每一节之前给大家一点小小的暂停。
Because before every verse, I want to pause a little.
如果你记得的话，你可以回想当时主耶稣跟他们的对话。
If you can recall, think back on the dialogue between the Lord and His disciples.
如果你不记得，你猜想一下主耶稣下面会讲什么，门徒会怎么回答。
If you don't remember, perhaps you can guess how did the disciples respond to the Lord.
这样可以帮助我们进入当时的感觉。
That can help us enter into the feeling of that time.
好，那我们先来看第二十一章的第三节。
We're going to take a look at John 21 verse 3. Don't
给大家读。
Don't flip to it. I'm going to read it to you.
西门彼得对他们说：“我打鱼去。”他们说：“我们也和你同去。”他们就出去上了船。那一夜并没有打着什么。
Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will also come with you." They went out and got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing.
这个开始一个很差的开始。
This is a very interesting beginning.
A very bad beginning.
A very bad beginning.
更没有一个好的结果。
And they had no good results.
他们是在夜里打鱼。
Because they went fishing at night.
今天我知道很多弟兄们出去钓鱼，他们是晚上出去钓鱼。
I know many brothers. If you know about fishing, you do go fishing at night.
因为晚上鱼比较多。
Because there's more fish at that time.
但圣经里面讲到夜里的时候。
But in the Bible, when it speaks of nighttime.
那是没有光的时候。
It is a time where there's no light.
这些门徒在没有光的时候去做一些事情。
And so these disciples, they went out to do something at a time where there was no light.
你可以想象他们的结果会是怎么样。
If you could just imagine the results.
基督徒如果今天活在这个世上，
Christians, if you are living in this world today,
没有光，
and you have no light,
却在打鱼，
and you go fishing,
比世人还可怜，
you are even more pitiful than people of the world.
所以他们的结果是并没有打着什么。
And so the results was that they caught nothing.
这么忙碌，
they were so busy,
没有结果，
they had no results.
然后我们再往下看，
and then let's continue on.
这是主耶稣显现他的时间跟地点。
And now this is the time and location of the Lord's appearance.
第四节。
Verse 4.
天将亮的时候。
But when the day was now breaking,
耶稣站在岸上。
Jesus stood on the beach.
门徒却不知道是耶稣。
Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus.
天将亮的时候。
This is when the day was breaking.
这是一天最黑暗的时候。
This is the darkest time of the day.
也许你对自己失望了。
Perhaps you are completely disappointed in yourself.
也许你对你的家人失望。
Perhaps you have lost all hope in your family members.
怎么我有这么一个妻子？
Why is it that I have this wife?
我怎么有这么一个丈夫？
Why do I have this husband?
也许你对弟兄姐妹失望。
Perhaps you have lost hope in brothers and sisters.
为什么没人来关心我？
Why is it that no one cares for me?
也许你对教会失望。
Perhaps you have lost all hope in the church.
我不愿意再来了。
I don't want to come anymore.
也许你对主失望了。
Perhaps you are disappointed in the Lord.
你甚至在问主在哪儿？
You say, "Where is the Lord?"
怎么不让我看见？
Why doesn't he allow me to see him?
这是最黑暗的时候。
This is the darkest time of the day.
但是就是在最黑暗的时候。
But it is at the very darkest time.
也是主显现的时候。
That when the Lord appears.
所以第三次的显现。
So at this third appearance.
是在人里面最软弱的时候。
Is at the weakest time of man.
很有意思，就是门徒没有认出他来。
And what is very interesting that was the disciples did not recognize him.
我想起码有两个原因。
Perhaps there's two reasons.
第一个，他们很忙碌。
First, they're very busy.
他们在忙碌他的，但耶稣在岸上是安息的主。
They were very busy. However, the Lord, he was resting on the beach.
你忙的时候怎么会注意到旁边有个人？
If you are busy, how can you pay attention to a person standing at the side?
所以我不觉得黑暗是他们认不出主的原因。
So I don't think that the darkness was the reason that they did not know the Lord.
因为他们太忙碌了。
It was because they were too busy.
我还昨天才听到有一个弟兄说，他的妻子要安排他的女儿礼拜五去跳舞。
Just yesterday, I heard that the husband said that the wife has arranged for the daughter to go dance on Fridays.
对不起，我用这些真实的例子。
Forgive me for using these real examples.
我完全没有指责的意思。
I have no reason of criticizing.
我只是说，如果我们这样忙碌的话
，I'm just saying that if we're so busy,
我们不可能见到主。
Then it is impossible to meet and recognize the Lord.
而且他们是在海里。
And they were at the sea.
主是在岸上。
The Lord was on the shore.
经常我们不知道主显现，是因为他怎么没跟我在船上呢
？Oftentimes we feel that the Lord has not appeared to us because He's not with us in the boat.
主可以的。
The Lord can be.
甚至门关起来，他都可以在房间中间。
Even if the door is closed, He can stand in the room.
今天我的妻子有这样的难处。
Today my wife has this problem.
主，你为什么不来改变她
？Lord, why don't you change her?
为什么不在船上跟我同在
？Why are you not with me in the boat？
我打鱼这件事情，我在教会的服侍。
In this matter of fishing, as I'm serving in the church。
为什么没人注意呢
？Why is it that no one pays attention？
为什么主不在这里来解决我里面的这个这个压力
？Why is the Lord not here to solve this pressure that I feel inside？
这都是很真实的事情。
These are all very real problems。
在夏令会之前，我们真的为主日学的老师有很多祷告。
And so before the summer conference, we prayed much for the Sunday school teachers。
因为每个人都有很大的重担。
Because everyone had a heavy burden。
但是主不在船上。
But the Lord was not on the boat。
所以我们来看下面第五节。
And so let's look at the next verse, verse five。
主应该怎么讲
？What should the Lord say? What should He do?
耶稣就对他们说
So Jesus said to them,
小子你们有吃的没有他们回答说没有
Children, do you not have any fish to you? They answered him, no.
所以是主主动跟门徒讲话
It was the Lord who initiated speaking to the disciples.
在英文的版本里面他其实这么讲是不是没有吃的
In English, it says, do you not have anything to eat?
所以主耶稣知道我们的光景。
And so the Lord knows our condition.
如果你到教会来，觉得聚会得不着什么。
If you come to the meeting and you feel like you're not gaining anything.
难道主不知道吗
Don't you know that the Lord knows?
当你在家里受苦的时候。
When you're suffering at home.
难道主不知道吗
Doesn't the Lord know?
所以主问他的第一句话，你是不是没有吃的
？The very first question the Lord says is that you don't have any fish, do you?
但是当时他们不认识是主。
They did not recognize that this was the Lord.
他们不知道其实是圣灵用很微小的声音跟他们指出他们当时的情形。
They did not recognize that it was the still small voice of the Holy Spirit pointing out their condition.
而且今天在教会，其实神经常会借弟兄姐妹们跟我们讲一些事情。
And today, oftentimes, the Lord will speak to us through brothers and sisters.
而且是直接指出我们当时的问题。
And it will directly point out our problem.
如果我们不愿意被指正
，If we are not willing to be corrected,
我们会消灭这个感动。
And we quench this moving.
失去神同在。
Then we will lose His presence.
你可以继续打鱼。
You can continue to fish.
但是当日感谢神。
But we thank the Lord at that time.
门徒有一个好处。
One good thing about the disciples.
他们在人面前也诚实。
Is that before man they were honest.
所以他们说没有。
They said nothing.
我们愿不愿意把我们的问题带到神面前
？Are we willing to bring our problems before the Lord？
而且带到教会之中。
And bring it into the midst of the church.
我们家里、家庭里的软弱会影响到整个教会。
Because the weaknesses of our family, it does influence entire church.
所以愿意我们真的在神面前诚实说，我真的没有。
And so we are willing to be honest before the Lord and say, I have nothing.
在约翰福音二十一章下面第六节。
And then following in John 21 verse 6.
耶稣说。
The Lord said.
大家想想耶稣会怎么说。
Think about it. What would the Lord say next?
如果我说我可能说谁让你这样的。
If it was me, I would say, who allowed you to do this?
连聚会都不来。
That you don't even come to the meeting.
没有。
No.
主耶稣说你们把网撒在船的右边就必得着。
He said to them, "Cast the net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you will find a catch."
他们就撒下网去，竟拉不上来。
So they cast, and then they were not able to haul it in.
竟然啊，因为鱼甚多。
Because of the great number of fish.
圣经没有记载船的方向。
The Bible did not record the direction of the boat.
没有说船是向着东、向着南、向着北，或者是在打转。
It didn't say it was going east, west, north or south, or even turning in circles.
人，我们总期待有具体的答案。
We always want a very direct answer.
如果今天是我工作的问题。
Today, if I have a problem with my work.
我期望主的回答是。我该找个新工作。
I hope that the Lord will tell me find a new job.
或者留在现在的工作。
Or stay in this job.
但神的回答是，不管你找新工作不找新工作，你把网撒在船的右边。
The Lord says it doesn't matter whether you're to find a new job or stay in the current job. Cast a net on the right side of the boat.
在右边，在圣经里面总讲到神的能力。
Every time it speaks of the right hand side, it speaks of God's power.
大卫说，我把主摆在我的右边，我就必不致摇动。
And so the Lord, David says, because I have placed the Lord at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
所以右边是一个人依靠神。
On the right side means you rely on the Lord.
大家记得，这是主耶稣复活之后行的唯一的神迹。
We know that this is the only miracle the Lord performed after his resurrection.
这是一个记号。
This is a mark.
从无到有。
From nothing to having.
一个空网下去，这么多的鱼上来。
An empty net went down and so much fish came up.
所以我们个人在生活、工作、聚会里面的问题，我们愿不愿意把网撒在右边
？So in our individual work, in our lives, in our service, are we willing to cast our net to the right side?
经常在准备查经的时候，我觉得很难。
Oftentimes when I'm preparing for Bible study, I find it so hard.
因为有弟兄教导我们不要用参考书。
Because our brothers tell us not to use commentaries.
一夜打鱼打不着什么。
And so all night long I'm fishing, I have nothing.
为了准备这个，我真的是。劳苦了很多。
In order to prepare for this, I toiled hard.
直到神说你把网撒在右边。
Until the Lord told me, cast your net on the right side of the boat.
参考书不是我们的依靠。
Commentaries are not our reliance.
把网撒在右边。
You need to cast your net on the right side.
我可以在神面前说，在人面前说，神好，每一次都这样帮助。
And so I can say before man and before God that every time He has been my help.
不光你自己得着。
Doesn't matter that you've gained.
弟兄姐妹都得着。
Because brothers and sisters all will gain.
因为鱼甚多。
Because there was a great number of fish.
因为时间关系，我要把下面的三点都要skip 掉。
Because of time, I need to skip my next three points, but I'll just mention it.
下面还有几节的圣经是讲到主的供应向他的门徒显现。
The next several verses speak of his provision that appeared to the disciples.
首先发生的就是。约翰认出来是主。
First was that John recognized that it was the Lord.
西门彼得赤着身子就束上一件外衣就跳到海里。
And Simon Peter then he put on his garment and he threw himself in the sea.
因为这时候他们认出主了。
Because they knew it was the Lord.
感谢神是约翰先认出主。
We thank the Lord that John was the one who first recognized the Lord.
一个爱主的人是一个敏锐的人。
One who loves the Lord is one who is sensitive.
是他先认出是主。
He recognized first that it was the Lord.
虽然这个故事最早发生在彼得的身上。
Even though this story it occurs in the life of Peter.
但不是约翰跳在海里。
But it wasn't John that jumped in the sea.
是彼得跳在海里。
It was Peter that jumped in the sea.
因为彼得他是一个悔改的人。
Because Peter was one who was repentant.
悔改是最快的行动。
He was the one who had the action of repentance.
其实当时离岸不远的。
He was not far from the shore.
他要如果要考虑一下情形的话，他划船更快。
If he were to actually consider his actions, to stay in the boat was faster.
但是他三次不认过主。
But three times he had denied the Lord.
他看见主，他说我愿意。到你那里去。
He saw the Lord and he was willing to be with the Lord.
我们大家记得彼得第一次说我是个罪人你离我而去。
Do you remember the first time the Peter says, I am a sinner, depart from me, Lord?
为什么这一次他是可以向主跑过去？
Why is it that this time he was able to run towards the Lord?
因为他已经是被洗过澡的人，他现在只需要被洗脚。
He had one who had already been cleansed in his entire body. Now he only needed his feet washed.
所以我们信主的人要悔改要快。
So as a believer, we need to repent quickly.
不要拒绝主。
Don't reject the Lord.
我们悔改之后回到神面前。
After you repent, return to him.
所以他们上岸之后，主的供应向他们显现，那里有炭火，有鱼，有饼。
And so after they came to the shore, they saw that the Lord had already prepared the fish and the bread.
早就预备整齐了。
It was already prepared.
就像饼杯。
Just like the bread and the cup.
大家来到这个聚会。
Everybody comes to this meeting.
好像我们要预备很多。
As if we need to prepare much.
其实神早就预备好了。
But the Lord has already prepared.
所以当主第三次显现之后。
And so after the Lord appeared the third time.
他能力显现之后。
And after His power had appeared.
他恢复的是交通。
What He restored.Was fellowship.
我们要继续往下。
We need to continue.
最后还有一个呼召。
And lastly, he has a calling.
他们吃完了，在第十五节。
In verse 15.
他们吃完了早饭。
After they finished breakfast.
耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”
Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my lambs.
这一处的经节，我想用一个小例子带过一下。
And so I just want to use an example to talk about this verse.
因为两天前有几个弟兄问我你会交通什么。
Because 2 days ago some brothers asked me what am I going to share upon.
我说约翰福音二十一章。
And I said John chapter 21.
其中一个弟兄说这是我最喜爱的章节。
And one of the brothers said this is my favorite passage.
我没有反应过来。
I had no response at that time.
因为这弟兄名字叫小羊。
Because the literal translation of our brother's name is small sheep.
所以他问他的妻子，就说：“你爱主吗？”
And so he turned to his wife and says, "Do you love the Lord?"
这是他自己讲。
He said this himself.
听到肯定答案之后
，And after he heard a response,
他就对妻子说：“你喂养主耶稣说你喂养我的小羊。
”He turned to his wife and says, "You are to tend the Lord's little sheep."
我很羡慕秦弟兄的父母给他起这么个名字。
I really admire the fact that his parents had given him this name.
但我说的意思是，主最后托付给他的，是他周围的人。
And so what I want to say is that what he has entrusted was to the people around him.
主呼召之后托付的是他自己的身体，是教会。
What he has entrusted was to his own church, his own body.
我觉得没有像主这样呼召人的。
I feel that the Lord doesn't call others.
因为第三次之后，他呼召的人变得非常忧愁。
Because the people that he called, they were very discouraged.
但是因为主看到，虽然彼得的回应的爱没有达到神那样的高度。
Because the Lord saw that Peter's answer in his love did not attain to the standard that God wanted.
但是他看到一点点愿意的心。
But he saw a little bit of willingness.
他就悦纳。
And so he accepted it.
这个是主的呼召。
This is his calling.
不在乎我们。
It doesn't matter about who we are.
只在乎主。
Only who he is.
所以主显现的结果就是人愿意背十字架来跟从他，成为一个见证人。
So the result of God's calling is that we now can follow him and be his witness.
因为主耶稣实实在在地告诉彼得说，你年少的时候是随意的。
Because the Lord said to Peter, "Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to do what you wanted."
但年老的时候，你要伸出手来。
But when you grow old, you need to stretch out your hands.
是别人要把你束上。
Someone else will gird you.
要把你带到不愿意去的地方。
And bring you where you do not wish to go.
也许是你恨，你觉得恨你的妻子。
Perhaps you may hate your wife.
但是你要把手伸出来。
But you need to stretch out your hands.
神已经配合你们在一起。
And the Lord has placed you together.
你一生负他的责任。
And you bear all responsibility for
her. 也许是你的弟兄姐妹。
Perhaps it's your brothers and sisters.
这个时候彼得他已经不随自己的意思。
At this time, Peter was no longer thinking about his own ideas.
他只随主的意思。
He only followed the Lord.
所以主说你来跟从我。
And so the Lord said, follow me.
背十字架是一个人见过主显现的标记。
The mark of those who have met the Lord are those who bear the cross.
也是有托付的标记。
And also have the mark of an entrustment.
这是一个见证人他真正的实际。
This is the true reality of a witness.
在主显现上面还有一个应许。
There is also a promise of his appearance.
就是 同在。
And that is His presence.
在马太福音二十八章那里。
In Matthew 28.
那是同样的大使命。
And also still in the Great Commission.
他说我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
He says, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
这是最宝贵的。
This is the most precious.
这是在地上我们能够找着最宝贵的。
This in on earth, this is the most precious to us.
因为这是主在上十字架之前最不愿意放弃。
Because this is what the Lord was most reluctant to give up before He went upon the cross.
他最不愿放弃就是神的同在。
He was the most reluctant to give up the presence of God.
他最挣扎的地方就是他要离开神的面。
He struggled the most in this matter of separating from the face of God.
但是今天
But today,
他已经应许我们。
He has already promised us.
如果有人愿意跟随他做见证
If anyone is willing to follow him and bear his witness,
看到他的显现愿意来跟随的话
And see his appearing and willing to follow him,
他说我常与你们同在直到世界的末了。
He says, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
好，那我的时间就停在这里。
And I will end my sharing here.
其实我很盼望海滨弟兄把一个小时都讲完。
Actually, I hope that Brother Haibin can share the entire hour.
接下来我就接着弟兄的分享，我们弟兄开始讲到主显现的结果就是要我们来跟从他。
And so I want to continue on with our brother sharing that the results of his appearance is that we are to follow him.
我想我们已经没有什么问题，我们要成为主的见证。
We have no problems now with this thought that we are to be his witness.
其实我们也知道成为主的见证也就是要活出主的见证。
And we know that to be his witness means that we are to live out this testimony.
就是要在我们每天的生活当中让人看到主自己。
And that in our daily lives we are to allow people to see the Lord himself.
其实我们都知道主呼召我们来跟从他不仅仅能够使我们有平安跟喜乐
Because we know that the Lord has called us not simply so that we could have peace and joy
也不仅仅是为了我们可以有自己的满足跟享受即使是属天的满足跟享受
And also not merely for our own satisfaction and enjoyment even if it is heavenly satisfaction and enjoyment
主的呼召是为了他的旨意跟他的利益
God's calling is for His will and for His benefit
所以神在圣经中特别的来召我们来敬拜他来侍奉他
And so God in the Bible calls us particularly to serve him and to do his will, worship him
来召我们来做他的祭司
And he has called us to be his priest
来过一个祭司的生活
So that we can live a priestly life
其实我们都很熟悉旧约中神就以色列人出埃及以后就召所有的以色列人来做祭司
And we're already familiar with this passage that after God had called the Israelites out of Egypt he called them to be a nation of priests
就像我们开始已经读过的圣经
Just like the passage we've already read
他说你们要归我做祭司的国度为圣洁的国民
You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
同样，我们新约中每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒
，and just like us, for all Christians saved by grace,
都被召作神祭司的国度。
We have been called as a kingdom of priests.
或者说，我们重生以后就升为祭司。
Or we can say that after we are saved, we are now reborn as a priest.
所以我们的问题不是说做不做祭司的问题。
So our problem isn't really whether or not we are to be a priest.
我们的问题是有没有活出祭司的生活。
The question is whether or not we are living out that priestly life.
比如我们这里有很多中国人。
For example, there are many Chinese people here.
我们中国人的孩子生下来就是中国人。
And so our children, after they are born, they are also Chinese.
即使他们可能有不同国家的护照
Even if they have citizenship in different countries
所以他们生下来是中国的孩子这个是没有问题
There's no question that they are Chinese children
问题是他们有没有活出中国孩子的生活
The question is whether or not they have lived out the life of a Chinese child
比如像 Mark 弟兄在夏令会中提到的中国孩子的生活是要学钢琴的生活
Just like our brother Mac had shared at the summer conference, all Chinese or Asian kids, they need to live out the life of an Asian kid, which is to play piano.
所以旧约中当以色列百姓在旷野的时候发生了一件事情。
And so we know that the Israelites, some things had happened in the Old Testament.
这事情叫做可拉一党的背叛。
This event was the rebellion of Korah.
可拉一党他们不是亚伦的后裔所以他们没有做祭司的职分。
Now Korah, they were not descendants of Aaron, so they did not have the duties or responsibilities of priests.
但他们却要求祭司的职任。
But they wanted the responsibility of priests.
结果神就来审判，消灭了他们可拉一党。
And so God came and He judged and eliminated the men of Korah.
我有时想，可拉一党他们不是祭司，却要求祭司的责任。
And so I thought about these men of Korah that they were not priests, but they wanted the responsibility of being priests.
结果神就来审判。
And God came to judge them.
我们是祭司。
Today we are priests.
如果我们不尽祭司的责任的话，神一样会来审判。
If we do not fulfill the true function of being a priest, then God will also judge us.
所以当我们来祭司的功用的时候，
And so now as we talk about the function of priests,
能够活出祭司生活的实际的时候，
And we talk about the reality of living the priestly life,
我们就能把神的同在、神的荣耀带进百姓的当中。
Then we're able to bring in God's presence and God's glory into His people.
当我们来看祭司的生活的时候，
When we look, take a look at the priestly life,
其实祭司的生活包括他的衣食住行。
And of course, it encompasses all the basic necessities.
同时我们来读圣经的时候，我们也看到祭司的生活也包括他们许多的职责。
But we also read from the Bible that the Bible describes to us many other duties that they had.
除了我们很熟悉的献祭，
And of course, we're familiar with them burning incense.
其实还有很多。
And there's much in addition to that.
比如说点灯，
they needed to light the lamps.
烧香，
they needed to burn incense.
吹号，
to blow the trumpets.
看守，
stand watch.
他们要查看，
they had to observe.
他们要担当，
and they needed to bear.
他们还要祝福，
and to bless.
我们今天不来看这些祭司的生活。
Today we're not looking at the priestly life.
我们来看祭司生活的几个特点。
But we're going to take a look at several features of the priestly life.
我们用新约中一个大家都很熟悉的人物的故事来看祭司生活的几个特点。
And so we're going to take a look at a character in the New Testament which describes to us several of these features of the priestly life.
我们来帮助我们来学习来过一个正常的祭司生活。
To help us to learn how to live that normal priestly life.
这个人我们都很熟悉，就是开始弟兄提到的彼得。
And so this is, we're all very familiar with this. This is our brother mentioning Peter.
彼得是主在地上所招的门徒当中的一个。
Peter was just one of the disciples out of the many the Lord had called.
他在做祭司生活这一点上有很多的学习。
And in this matter of being a priest, he learned much.
所以最后他在他的书信当中才能很清楚地宣告说。
And so he was able to say at the very end in his epistle,
我们是君尊的祭司。
That we are a royal priesthood.
开始弟兄用的经文是彼得与主最后一次打鱼。
And so at the beginning, our brother shared about the last time he went fishing with the Lord.
现在我们要看经文是讲彼得与主第一次打鱼的经历。
Now we're going to look at the time where Peter had the experience of fishing with the Lord for the very first time.
其实都是发生在加利利海。
And it all happened at the Sea of Galilee.
好，接下来我就为大家读一下这段记载在路加福音第五章。
And I'm going to read it for everyone. This is recorded in Luke chapter 5.
耶稣站在哥尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了。有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸就坐下，从船上教训人。讲完了，对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助。他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。西门彼得看见，就匍匐在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。他的同伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
Now it happened that while the crowd was pressing around him and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Genesaret, and he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake. But the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat.When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. Simon answered and said, Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but I will do as you say and let down the nets. When they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them. When they came and filled both of the boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, Do not fear. From now on you will be catching men. When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him.
我们可以从这个故事中看到我们蒙恩得救以后主要求我们所做的事。
We can see from this story what the Lord requires for us to do after we are saved.
第一，我们一得救就是祭司。
That as soon as we are saved, we are now priests.
这里给我们很清楚地看到当彼得和他的同伴一得救主呼召他们来跟从我。
We see very clearly as soon as Peter and his companions were saved, the Lord called them to follow him.
他们就撇下所有的跟从了耶稣。
And so they left everything and followed Jesus.
我们一得救，主马上就有这个呼召，要我们成为祭司来服侍他。
As soon as we are saved, the Lord has this calling for us to be priests and to serve him.
第二个，我们要看到祭司的生活是一个永远的，是全职的生活。
And we also need to see secondly that a priestly life is forever and full time.
主召彼得来跟从他成为祭司后，他的职业就变了。
After the Lord called Peter to become a priest, now his career had changed.
以前他是渔夫，打鱼是他的职业。
Previously he was a fisherman, and fishing was his job.
现在他成为一个侍奉主的人。
But now he is one who serves the Lord.
我们每一个蒙恩得救做基督徒的人，应该只有一个职业，就是来侍奉神。
All of us Christians saved by grace, we ought to have only one job, and that is to serve God.
得救前我们可能有自己的职业自己的事业
Before our salvation, perhaps we had our own job and careers.
但得救后我们要知道我们的职业就是在神面前做祭司来侍奉他
But after we are saved, we must know that our career now is to be a priest and to serve him.
我们可能还有地上的工作
And perhaps, yes, you may still have your earthly occupation.
但那只不过是为了维持我们肉身需要
But it is merely to maintain our physical needs.
我们不应该盼望从这个世上的工作来出人头地。
We cannot expect in our earthly occupation to be overly successful.
来成为最好的渔夫，来打最多的鱼。
To be that best fisherman that catches the most fish.
因为我们在世上再好、再有前途的工作和职业都会过去。
Because even having the best earthly job or the most promising career, it will one day pass away.
因为我做事的公司有不少工作了四十年以后才退休的。
There are many in my company who have worked for more than 40 years and then they retired.
但你退休后的第二天，他的办公室可能就是别人的了。
But the second day after their retirement, that office space now belongs to others.
但侍奉神祭司的这个职业是不会过去的，是一直永远的。
But this occupation of being a priest before God, it is eternal. It will not pass away.
我换句话说，只有这个职业是不会退休的。也不会失业。
Or in other words, I will say that this is a job that has no retirement and you will never have unemployment.
而且侍奉神这个职业是最好的职业。
And this occupation of serving God is the best job.
当彼得看到主帮他们打了这许多的鱼
When Peter saw that the Lord had helped them to catch so much fish,
他没有求主留下了与他们一起打鱼。
He didn't ask the Lord to stay behind and help them catch more fish.
反而他匍匐在耶稣的膝前说主啊离开我我是个罪人。
Rather, he prostrated himself before the Lord and said, Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. Because he realized that he is not worthy of having this best occupation.
与主在一起侍奉他。
To be with the Lord and to serve him.
同时我们要明白跟认识到祭司这个职业是全职的。
And at the same time, we need to know that this priestly occupation is full time.
这不是我们的副业或者是我们的兼职。
This is not a part-time work or contract work.
我们需要有这样一个见证。
We need to have this testimony.
如果我们来侍奉主只是我们的副业，我们就会很容易落在不冷不热或者忽冷忽热的光景的当中。
If we come to serve the Lord only part-time, it's very easy to fall into the condition of being lukewarm or just hot or just cold.
因为我们假如是做副业或者兼职，就看我们有没有兴趣。我们有没有时间来决定我们做不做
Because doing part-time work depends on whether or not you feel that you have interest, you decide whether or not you want to work or not.
在旧约当中，祭司有一个工作是烧香的工作。
One of the duties in the Old Testament of the priest was that they needed to burn incense.
我们都知道烧香就是祷告的生活。
We know that burning incense is our prayer life.
特别是团体祷告的生活。
Particularly corporate prayer.
我信主几年以后，在这方面有一些学习，开始参加教会的祷告聚会。
A few years after believing in the Lord, I started to have some learning and I started to participate in prayer meeting.
由于时间和安排上，当时我就决定每两周我参加一次。
And because of time, I decided that I was going to go every 2 weeks.
如果这周不行的话，我还是会再下一次补一次。
And so if I was unable to go, I decided that I was going to make up that one time.
这样有几年的时间。
And after several years,
直到有一次祷告聚会结束以后。
Until one time when prayer meeting ended,
和一个弟兄有一些交通。
I had some sharing with a brother.
弟兄提到参加教会祷告会是有份与主一起的属灵的征战。
And this brother shared with me that participating in prayer meeting is battling together with the Lord.
其实这个道理我们都知道。
Actually, we all know this concept.
但那一天弟兄说了这句话以后。
But that day, after the brother said that,
神就来对我说话。
The Lord spoke to me.
主当时就让我看到我原来是一个 part-time 的战士。
The Lord showed me that I was only a part-time soldier.
我没有办法来跟他一起来打这个属灵的征战。
That I was unable to fight the spiritual battle together with him.
我需要悔改在他的面前。
And I needed to repent before him.
所以我们要来认识到当我们一得救我们的职业就是来做祭司来侍奉神。
So we need to know that as soon as we are saved, we need to function in that priestly role.
这是我们全职的工作，是最好的工作，也是我们永远的工作。
This is our full-time work, our eternal work, and the best work we can do.
下面一点，我们要来看，祭司是要完全的来满足神。
And next, we want to look at how priests are to completely satisfy God.
当彼得得救后，就有一个奉献。
After Peter was saved, he had the sacrifice or consecration.
他放下了他的网跟他的船。
He put down his nets and his boat.
彼得是渔夫，网和船是他最看重、最宝贵的。
Peter was a fisherman, and so his nets and his boat were the most precious or the most valuable in his life.
当彼得撇下他的网跟船的时候，主纪念他的这个奉献。
But when he cast down his nets and boat, the Lord remembered his sacrifice.
就像亚伯拉罕正要献以撒的时候
，Just like when Abraham was getting ready to offer up Isaac,
神有两次对亚伯拉罕说。你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。
God said to Abraham twice, "You have not withheld your son, your only son, from me."
神非常喜悦亚伯拉罕的这个奉献。
God truly delighted in Abraham's sacrifice.
因为他献给神的是他最心爱、最宝贵的。
Because what he offered to God was the most precious and most valuable in his life.
神甚至喜悦到一个地步，他只能指着自己来启示来祝福亚伯拉罕。
God delighted in it to such a point where he swore by himself that he would bless Abraham.
我们作为祭司来侍奉神。
And so as a priest who serves God,
我们要把我们最好的、最心爱的来奉献给神。
We need to offer to him our best and that which is most valuable to us.
我们最好的年龄、我们最好的身体、我们最好的精力、我们最好的时间。
We need to offer him our best years, our best body, effort, our time, etc.
我一直有这样一个感觉。
I've always had this feeling.
其实神所要的奉献，不是我们锦上添花的奉献。
I feel that what God desires is not merely icing on the cake for us to give Him that which is most perfect.
也不是雪中送炭的奉献。
And it's not that which is only perfectly timed.
神要的奉献是要我们命的奉献。
But He wants the consecration of our entire life.
因为他要的是我们最心爱、最宝贵、最舍不得的奉献。
Because what he wants is that which is most precious to us, that which we're most reluctant to give up.
同时我们也看到神所悦纳的奉献不是出于人的任何东西就算是最好的。
And at the same time, we see that what God can accept cannot originate from man, even if it is our very best.
我们看到神最后其实没有收以撒作为祭物。
We see lastly that God did not accept Isaac as that sacrifice.
神自己亲自预备了一只公羊来作为燔祭。
God personally prepared that ram as the burnt offering.
神要我们有完全的奉献。
God wants us to give a complete consecration.
当我们把最心爱、最宝贵的献上的时候
，When we offer up to Him with that which is most valuable, most precious,
神就可以在我们身上来做工。
God then can work in us.
最后能得到他所悦纳的奉献。
And lastly, gain that consecration which is acceptable to Him.
神所要的是我们经过死而复活的奉献。
The consecration that God desires is that which has passed through death into life.
我听过一个弟兄的见证。
I heard a brother's testimony once.
他在读书的时候就蒙恩得救。
That when he was still a student, he was saved.
并且蒙主的呼召，全世界出来来服侍主。
And received God's calling to come out into full-time ministry.
所以毕业以后，他没有去上班。
And so after he graduated, he did not go and work.
同时，我们的弟兄在主里面有这样一个学习。
And at the same time, our brother, he had this learning before the Lord.
他知道要过信心的生活。
He knew that he had to live a life of faith.
当时他一个人没有多少的积蓄。
And so because he was by himself, he didn't have that many needs.
他当时就定义说，我要把家具卖了。
And so at that time, he determined that he was going to sell his house.
我把我所有的东西，我可以搬到我的小车里面，我就住在小车里面，来侍奉神。
If I could move as much things as I can into my car, I'm going to live in my car and serve God from there.
他说至少我可以生活半年。
He said at least I can live for half a year.
他在主里面有这样一个完全的奉献。
He had that full consecration before the Lord.
但是有一天主对他说。
But one day the Lord said to him.
他说我不需要你的东西。
The Lord says I don't need your things.
我不用你的东西。
I don't need to use your things.
但神纪念他奉献的心。
But the Lord remembered his heart of consecration.
直到今天，我们的弟兄还在忠心地侍奉我们的主。
Even to today, our brother is still faithfully serving our Lord.
而且我们的神也没有让我们的弟兄住过一个晚上在车里。
And our God has not allowed our brother to sleep one night in his car.
所以我们作为祭司，需要完全的、没有保留的献上。
And so, as a priest before God, we cannot withhold anything from God in our consecration.
让主可以来在我们身上来做工
to allow him to do his work in us
使我们的侍奉能够蒙神悦纳
so that our service may be acceptable in his sight
还有一点祭司是要在祭司的国度当中来生活
another point is that priests we live in the kingdom of priests
当主来呼召彼得的同时
when the Lord called Peter
主也召了他的弟兄安德烈以及雅各跟约翰
at the same time the Lord also called Andrew, James and John
主在这里我们看到一个同伴和团体的意念
and so here the Lord gives us the thought of companions or a body
我们做祭司不是一个人或者是一个一个的来做祭司
we are not priests one by one or as individuals
而是在一个国度里同为祭司
but together we are in a kingdom of priests
虽然我们有很多的祭司
Even though there are many priests,
但只有一位大祭司
There is only one great high priest,
只有一个会幕
Only one tabernacle,
只受一个云柱火柱的带领
And we receive the leading of only one pillar of cloud and fire.
旧约祭司有一个职责就是吹号
One of the duties of the Old Testament priest was to blow the trumpets.
他照着云彩的带领来召集会众
And so according to the blowing of the trumpets, they gathered the people together or announced the moving of the cloud.
或起行或安营
To either set down camp or to break camp.
但非常有意思的是当时耶和华说要做两支号
However, it's very interesting. The Lord said to make two trumpets.
有时要一起吹
And you need to sound them together.
有时要一支先吹
Sometimes one needs to be blown first.
有时要大声吹
Sometimes you need to blow them loudly.
有时要两支吹不同的声音
Sometimes you need to give different sounds.
从人的角度来说最有效的就是一支号
But from man's perspective, what is most effective is one trumpet.
但神要两支号让我们来一起来学习同被建造相互合一
However, God wants us to learn how to be in unity through two trumpets
有两支号来学习我们不高看这支也不轻看那支
With two trumpets we learn not to look too highly on ourselves or to look lightly on others
而是不看任何一支只看圣灵的带领
We don't look at one particular personBut we look to the leading of the Spirit.
只有看到圣灵的带领，两支号才能吹出神要的声音。
Only when we follow the leading of the Spirit can the two trumpets give the sound that God desires.
我感谢主，这个早晨能够与海滨弟兄能够一起来搭配。
And so I'm thankful that this morning I can serve together along with Brother Haibing.
我们可以有机会在彼此的负担上有一同的学习。
That we have this opportunity to learn together.
在彼此的扶持上也一同学习
and to mutually encourage support one another
我知道即使我再软弱我们的弟兄也会接纳我
I know that no matter how weak I am still my brother would accept me
因为主已经接纳了我们
because the Lord has already accepted us
上面我们已经看过祭司正常祭司生活的几个特点。
And so we've already now looked at several features of a normal priestly life.
我们可能也知道我们需要来过正常的祭司生活。
And perhaps we already know that we need to live that normal priestly life.
但是我们如何才能来过正常的祭司生活
？However, how can we live a normal priestly life?
那答案，我们的答案是没有办法来过这种生活。
The answer is that we can't.
就是我们知道当神高了亚伦跟他的儿子叫他们开始祭司的职分的时候
We know that when God anointed Aaron and his two sons to fulfill the priestly function
马上我们就看到亚伦的两个儿子祭司拿达亚比户就得罪了神
We see that immediately Aaron's two sons Nadab and Abihu they offended and sinned against God
死在耶和华的面前
And so they died in his presence
开始我们的弟兄也讲到了提比里亚海边的经历
And so our brother he also mentioned the event that happened at the Sea of Tiberias
也给我们看到作为门徒没有办法来忠心的跟从主
We see that even the disciples they were unable to faithfully follow the Lord
因为在那里已经记载了主从死里复活以后向门徒显现这已经是第三次了
Because it's recorded that the Lord had already appeared after his resurrection this is already the third time in showing himself to the disciples
我们可能以为当门徒特别是彼得
We think among the disciples particularly Peter
只要看到从死里复活的主就一定刚强
If he had seen the resurrected Lord he must be empowered and strengthened
但没有
But no
不是一次不是两次
It wasn't the first time nor the second time.
但我们感谢主，主在那里给我们看到了一个办法。
But we thank the Lord that He gives us a way.
也是看到主为什么要向门徒来显现。
And we see the reason why the Lord appeared to the disciples.
好，主显现的目的。
The purpose of His appearance.
是让我们来爱他。
Is for us to love Him.
只有爱主，我们才能活出这样一个生活。
As long as we love the Lord, then we can live out this life.
主在那里一直来呼召彼得来爱他。
The Lord was constantly calling to Peter to ask him to love him.
只有当我们来爱主，能尽心的来爱主的时候，我们才能来跟从他。
Only when we are loving him and faithfully loving him, then can we follow him.
我们来知道，因为主先爱了我们。
And we know this because he has first loved us.
我们能够来爱他，是因为我们看到了主爱我们的标记。
We love him because we see the symbols of his love.
他看到了他手上的钉痕，肋旁的枪伤。
We have seen the nail-pierced hand and that wound in his side.
今天主为我们设立了主的桌子。
Today the Lord has set before us his table.
这个就是他爱我们的标记。
This is the mark and symbol of his love.
当我们每一次来到 主桌子的面前的时候
Every time we come before his table,
我们就能看到这爱的标记
we see the mark of his love.
就像那一天主在那里问我们你爱我吗
Just like that day when the Lord was asking Do you love me?
今天主仍然在问我们我们你爱我吗
Today the Lord is still asking us Do we love him?
愿我们每个人都能回答我们的主
May all of us respond to the Lord
说是的
And say yes
你知道我爱你。
You know I love you.
我们来答应爱我们的主。
May we respond by saying yes, we love him.
我们来跟从他。
And we want to follow him.
好，我们一起祷告。
Shall we pray?
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为是你爱的缘故。
Because it is your love.
我们从前算不得子民。
Previously, we would not amount to anything.
现在却做了神的子民。
But now we are your people.
我们从前未曾蒙连续。
Previously we did not know much.
现在却蒙了连续。
But now we have been accepted.
因为你爱我们的缘故。
Because of your love.
你不仅来拯救我们。
Not only have you saved us.
你还来召我们来跟从你。
But you have called us to follow you.
来成为你的见证。
To be your witness.
你在爱中来召我们来归你做归你做祭司的国度。
And in your calling, in your love, you have called us to be that kingdom of priests.
为圣洁的国民。
To be that holy nation.
我们今天知道你也因为你爱我们的缘故。
And today we also know it is because of your love.
你来向我们来显现。
That you have appeared to us.
你来向我们来说话。
And you speak to us.
让我们来可以来回应你的爱。
So that we are able to respond to your love.
让我们来像一个祭司一样来敬拜来侍奉你。
So that we can be that priest to love you and to worship you.
来做一个永远的全职的侍奉敬拜你的祭司
To be that eternal and full-time priest
来做一个完全来满足你的人来敬拜侍奉你
To be a priest that satisfies you completely and serves you
来做一个在祭司国度中来侍奉你的祭司。
And to be a priest that serves you in your kingdom of priests.
主啊，我们现在我们就求你将爱你的标记来制作在我们每个人的身上。
And so, Lord, now we ask that you would mark that mark of love into one, every one of us.
我们在地上能成为你的见证。
So that we can be your testimony and witness on earth.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主的名求。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. Amen.